inspired by Jimmy Barnes like this.
One of the great singers, great guitar players, great guy, you know, but and a dear friend.
Yeah, Troy Cassidaly in before 7:30 this morning. But let's talk about train services.
Well, is it the end of the Queensland Rail fail? 430 extra services, 200,000 extra seats, and a return to a full Monday to Friday timetable. These changes to the network come into effect from Monday, July 29.
And they're all going to have to achieve it without the recommended number of new drivers. If you cast your mind back, there was the recommendation for 200 new drivers in the Strawn report. As at this stage, we're only up to 105, but QR's Chief Executive Nick Easy is confident the return to the full timetable will go smoothly.
So what it means is we're restoring the timetable. Our customers have been very patient. We have said this will take time and it won't happen overnight, and I think that's some of the very early messages and conversations I had with you, but with tireless work from all of our staff, with a recruitment program that really is the largest that's ever been undertaken in the organisation's history, we're confident that we've done the operational readiness planning and that we'll be able to deliver this timetable in a sustainable way.
Robert Dow is from the transport advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, do you share the enthusiasm and confidence of the QR boss?
Good morning, Craig and Loretta. Yes, yeah, we think the October 2016 timetable, which is what they're bringing back essentially, is able to be implemented at this time. It will require a little bit of overtime, I think, before they increase that net gain of drivers, as you pointed out, only at 105.
Mm.
But that's going up a little bit quicker now because they've reduced the training time for their trained drivers. So that's been a good outcome of this whole process, actually. They brought it down from 18 months to 13 months, so that's a bit of a win.
The timing of this is quite interesting because today would have marked, 1,000 days since rail fail on your calendar.
Yes, it is. It's the first wave of cancellations actually happened on the 30th September 2016. 53 services were cancelled. That was a harbinger, if you like, of what was to come. And there was a number of waves of massive cancellations through October and even through Christmas of that year. So we set up a counter just to see how many days it's been since the 30th of September, and today's 1,000 days of rail fail, Craig.
1,000 days.
Will you be keeping that counter going and keeping watching it carefully?
Yeah, we'll keep it going until July the 28th, Loretta. Which we've worked out to be about 1,031 days.
And then we'll see what happens on the 29th of July when this timetable is supposed to be back in operation, the timetable from October 2016. So 3 years have passed in that time. Are we just going to be constantly playing catch-up if we're only reinstating the services we had 3 years ago? What about the extra services we might need now, given the population growth in that time, Robert Dow?
Well, exactly right, Craig. The population's going up around about 1.5-2% per year. So as soon as the July 29 timetable is embedded down, if you like, and it's working reliably, they need to start thinking about improving services. The Sunshine Coast line is one line that does need improvements. It was promised extra services in 2015. It hasn't received any extra services with the reversion back to the 2016 timetable. It was pretty poor. They maintained the poor level of services throughout the period of reduced services. But it needs to go to at least a one-hour frequency between Brisbane and Nambour out of peak, which was the proposal in 2015, and also look at improving the services between Nambour and Gympie North. We think that's a priority. Then they need to look at improving train service frequency during the day between the peaks, because it's referred to as interpeak, and also in the direction against the peak. It's called counterpeak. It's very poor in southeast Queensland. It makes it difficult for people to get around. But on the bright side, they're bringing back 239 services a week between Northgate and Roma Street, the shuttles. That'll make a big difference to that inner north. There's been a lot of problems on those stations from Northgate through the Central and Roma Street with people trying to get on trains that couldn't get on and so forth. So that's very welcome. The other major benefits of the reversion back to the 2016 levels, the Cleveland line, it gets another 48 services a week. Benleigh, 43 services a week. Fernie Grove, 44 services a week. So that's a pretty good outcome, really.
Well, let's hope July 29 things will be a lot smoother on our rail network. Robert Dow, Rail Back on Track. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Brisbane.
I think it's a